Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's Show, and tonight, the night is the night of nights, I gotta tell you. Well, today I had someone have a little fun with me. They did a little skit, I think I put it in here, I hope I did. I'll have to find it again, but yeah, I made it the big time. I have to say, when somebody takes your material and can, you know, joke with it. And again, it wasn't done in poor taste, so don't take any offense. I thought it was hilarious myself. He contacted me, said, this is what I made a video, you know, in regarding, being satirical with me kind of thing. It was okay. It was good. So anyway, I have to put it on here. I thought I did, but I guess I didn't. All right, I have to put it on. Another fellow Canadian, I think. So here we go. He made a little fun of the whole gauntlet of what I do. Here it is. Let's see where he put it. Okay, yeah, here it is. So anyway, I you know what? I think I'll play a little bit of it while I put it back on the page, and this way you can. We start off with a little humor because this will get heavy tonight, really heavy. All right, hold on a second. Let me get this going. Oh, here we go. Hold on. He's going to start it off.
It's a hoot.
Everybody, welcome to Tony's Show. Today, we're going to be a little everywhere, a little bit interdimensional, a little here, a little there. Like I said, don't ever, ever trust a politician. And if you believe anything those guys are saying, then you got to share whatever you're smoking with me. You're going to get me speaking Canadian. Now, let's say some of you young guys, you know, you fall in love, you want to do a little belly bumping. That's fine, but just remember, you're going to be taking in a whole new operating system. We are at war. We are being assaulted on all fronts. Even these health food guru schmurus, you know, they say, take this supplement. It'll put hair on your chest. You'll be able to leap tall buildings, and it ain't nothing but garbage. I got an email from a buddy of mine. He says, I had to go get the jab because I wanted to travel. Or, where are you going to travel if you're dead? Oh, but I wanted to go shopping. Let's go shopping. Anyway, I always say at the end of these shows, if it weren't for the grace of God, please share the information. Help Brian396. Help Fiona. I'm going to get back to my project now. And take some copper, just any copper, put in a blender, and you got to make sure to have some brass, because that stops 6G. Take some copper tape, and we're going to wrap that around with some magnets. I don't know what I did with my duct tape. I got to go look for my screwdriver. I'll see you guys later.
I think he captured it pretty good. I looked at this, I showed it to some of my friends, we all had a good laugh on it. So it's on the page, so again, if you're interested in being entertained, it'll be there. Tonight I was, I don't know how I got over where I got over. I was looking at stuff, and I was watching a video. And it started off in 1942. The United States, West Coast of the United States, was invaded by some kind of force coming from the sky, and they were firing all kinds of weapons. I got the video on here now. Whether or not you believe it or not, that'll be up to you. I thought it had some legitimacy to it, and then I was looking at the verse in the Bible that the guy was talking about. Actually, not the verse. Excuse me, the chapter. I was reading Jeremiah 8. So I decided to go take a look at it, you know, I'm reading it, you know, and I'm like, holy jumping. It's brutal. I mean, it is really brutal. But when you read it, you can't help but think it's talking about today, right now. Jeremiah 8. Go look it up. You know, I used the Geneva Bible, the 1595 or 1599 version. I mean, whatever you got, read it. You know, I mean, whether you have the King James or whatever, but read it. What I did tonight is I highlighted the passages in there. And now, again, this is my understanding that I wrote here. It may not be completely correct, but it does seem to really talk about right now. And I wanted to, so we're going to have a little Bible study tonight. Now, I'm not one to do Bible studies because the way I look at it is this. I don't like fooling around with God's Word. He doesn't like it when you add things to it. He doesn't like it when you take it away because he'll either rip you a new one or he'll rip you a new one, one way or the other. So I'm not into getting ripped anymore. I've been ripped enough in my life. So I am now going to again specify here that what I wrote is how I perceived it. Now, how you read it and how you perceive it may be completely different, and that's okay. I don't like following a lot of these ministers or preachers anymore because majority of them don't know their ass from a hole in the ground. And this is the way I see it. And again, I could be wrong. But the way I see it is, whatever you know, whatever you do, whatever you're faithful to, you are going to have to give an account for. Now, if you sit there and listen to some minister of the church or the pulpit and you listen to their bullshit and you follow it and it's not the correct thing, you're going to be held accountable to that too. So whatever you do, do it to the best of your ability to based on the understanding you have at the current moment, because that will change as you mature. All right. I put it on here, Jeremiah 8, have a look at it. Now, I'm going to read the passages and I'm going to read my footnotes that I put in here. Now, again, you may or may not agree, and that's fine. But I'm just wanting to point out something here, that this is a, what do you want to call it, predictive programming? What do you want to call it? The playbook? What do you want to call it? Whatever you want to call it. It's pretty intense, no matter how you look at it. Now, a lot of reasons why we have a hard time understanding the Bible, too, and I kind of figured this out today, because we have forgotten the language of the day. The English and the languages we speak today are no longer those old languages of yesteryear. So we have lost some of the value of those words and the structure, because a lot of it is the way it's structured that shows intent. And today we got all kinds of ideas and how this is done with a lot of these different, whatever you want to call them, beliefs, religions, cults, sects, whatever, sects, not S-E-X. And so I'm going to read this, and I'm going to tell you what I thought. It'll be in the footnote tonight. You guys can all read it, and however you figure it out, it's up to you. But I'm just giving you what I see, how I'm seeing it. At the time, saith the Lord, they shall bring out the bones of the kings. Now, in my mind, the kings are not only the leaders of everything, political, corporate, medical, industrial, telecommunications, the kings, Zuckerbergs and the Gates and the Musk and the Googles and the YouTube, all of them. These are the kings. These are what's ruling. Okay. Shall bring out the bones of the kings of Judah and the bones of their princes, and the bones of the priests and the bones of the prophets. Okay, this is the perspective I'm seeing. The agents of the WEF, the WHO, Gates, Musk, Soros, Hollyweird, and their themes, the politicians and their constant corrupting ethical, moral values, and godly principles, and the bones of the inhabitants of Jerusalem out of the graves. And he's speaking to Jerusalem, but this message is now global. Because when he's referring to kings and other things there, it's talking about a lot of different things. But this is basically the same method that Israel was corrupted is now being done on a global level. Same shit, different era. Same thing, all over again. It's another reset happening right now. We're repeating that reset. This is again how I'm seeing it. And they shall spread them before the sun and the moon and all the hosts of heaven, whom they have loved and whom they have served and whom they have followed and whom they have sought and whom they have worshipped. Again, what I'm seeing here is the alien gods of yesteryear or in another time reset coming back as a New Age message. And they worship those aliens, demons, devils, fallen angels, Apollo, Apollyon. They are one and the same. One used pharma to heal and bind, and the other used pharma to create plagues like today. It sounds like the whole New Age horoscopes and all that bullshit. Look at that. I mean, it's talking that they would spread their bones. They wouldn't even be buried. Okay, the alien gods, the demons that they followed. Same thing is going on today. The world, the earth today, or the world today as we see it, is under this dark, dark veil of this bullshit that everyone is trying to force us to follow. The sorcery that's on the earth right now, and when I talk about sorcery, I'm not talking about heebie-jeebie and all that crap. I'm talking about the pharmacopoeia, the alchemy that's being used today. It's all coming from the same source here. Okay, let me continue. They shall not be gathered nor be buried, but shall be as dung, and I put on the word shit because that's what it is. They shall be as shit upon the earth. Dung sounded like it was a little too soft, but shit everybody understands. Ain't that something? It says, does it sound like now? I missed it. Oh yeah, I wrote here above it before I wrote the scripture. So I'll read the scripture here first. I will surely consume them, saith the Lord. There shall be no grapes on the vine, nor figs on the fig tree, and the leaves shall fade, and the things that I have given them shall depart from them. Okay, doesn't that sound like right now food shortages and all of a sudden happening because of the prophets of the alien gods leading the planet away from what's really godly, and as a result, God is drawing his prosperity on the lands? Just my thinking on it. And the other one, why do we say, assemble and let us enter into the strong cities? Let us be quiet, for the Lord our God had put us to silence and given us water with gall to drink, because we have sinned against the Lord. And it doesn't sound like the strong cities of the FEMA camps, basically the POW-like environment. Yeah, and these are just my thoughts, how I'm, again, looking at this. Again, it could be something else. Some of you may see something else. We looked for peace, but no good came, and for a time of health, and behold, troubles. Doesn't it sound like, wow, we're over the pandemic, and yet people are still dying, people are still being scared, a new virus is happening every day? Now, does this sound familiar? Doesn't seem like as soon as we get past over one virus, this is when we think, oh, we got over it. We're past it. Oh, we got no, we're free. We're da ba da dee ba da da. And then all of a sudden we got a new outbreak, you know, BA1, BA2, and whatever bullshit, whatever new thing that they're inventing. Doesn't it sound like that? For behold, I will send serpents and cockatrice. You know what? A cockatrice. I had to look that up. And when you look it up, there'll be a couple definitions. I actually put a link right below it, what a cockatrice is. A cockatrice was a chimera of sorts using a rooster, a genetically engineered rooster. Well, a genetically effed up rooster. I mean, it's really messed up. For behold, I will send serpents and cockatrices, a genetically engineered rooster, among you, which will be charmed, which will not be charmed, and they shall sting you, inject, jab, inoculate, penetrate, insert, saith the Lord. That's my perspective of it. And my thinking about that was, all of a sudden now, the chickens have H5N1 or H5N7. Wow. Genetically engineered chickens. Injections. You figure it out. Sounds like, see, when I look at these symbols of the past, and I see these weird, demonically looking, whatever they are, it tells me that these are a type of chimera, or that they were, there was some sort of genetic engineering going on even in those times. And these symbols are coming out from that era of time. And again, whether you agree with this or not, that is up to you. But it appears to me, since there's nothing new under the sun, that this genetically engineering was going on way back then too. And that the end result of this genetically engineering, it bit everybody in the ass, just like it's doing right now. You know, when you sit there and think about it, all our diseases have happened in the last 60 years have all been as a result of some sort of genetic mutation from the genetically engineering of everything. Plants, which then fed your food, or fed your livestock, which then fed you. See, they want to get rid of the meat. My theory on that is really simple. They want to get rid of it because there's no logical reason to get rid of a cow as a food supply. In fact, the more cows we have, the more it benefits the planet. It's the inversion of what they're telling us. Because the cow is the perfect recycling creation that God made to recycle the earth and to replenish the planet. The problem we're having is cutting the trees down, which is now having an impact on the carbon footprint we're having on the world, because we have taken away the filters that would have filtered the carbon from the atmosphere, and now we're blaming the cow farts or cow shit for the problem, where the real problem is the soy, the corn, and the genetically engineered wheat that they've been planting, because they've been clear cutting. They don't absorb the carbon like the trees did. And as a result, now we have this imbalance on the planet as a result of the genetically engineering of the environment. That same genetically engineering of the environment is growing a food stock that is now feeding the animals. Now, those of us who are meat eaters, carnivores, or omnivores, I'm an omnivore, I eat both, you know, I'll eat animal proteins as well as I'll eat, you know, some sort of vegetarian or some kind of seed or nut or something of that nature. I don't just stick to just animal. I'm an omnivore. Those are omnivores and carnivores. We have an advantage over the vegans. Not the vegetarian, the vegans. Because the vegans have absolutely no filter. They eat the GMO, and they think they're eating organic. I'm eating orgasmically organic. Ooh, it's orgasmic. Ooh. So they eat this shit. Not realizing they're spraying glyphosate. Not realizing that they have the blowback from the genetically engineered foods that are in the area. Can't stop the pollen from cross-pollinating. And this has been going on now for, what, 50, 60 years? You know. So there is no way you're eating anything organic. Not today. And then on top of that, you're having chemtrails falling down on the food supply, which is another form of spraying. So they have absolutely no filter. So they're eating this stuff and getting the full uptake of whatever sorcery is on the food supply. Now, those of us who eat animals like cows and chickens and ducks and goose and turkey and lamb and goat and deer and whatever, those animals will filter out a lot of that. Not all of it, but a lot of it. They'll still have the nano in it. They'll still have some of the genetics in them. Of course they're going to have the genetics. And it's going to alter their genetic code as well. In the long and short of it, both sides will get affected by the genetics from the food supply that they have genetically engineered into the earth to feed the livestock, which in turn feeds us. There's no way around it. None. If you're eating anything today, there'll be some kind of genetic biomarker on that food supply. There'll be some sort of glyphosate on that food supply. There'll be some kind of nano poison or nano programming on that food supply. Would it be nano silver that they spray from the field? Would it be some sort of a pesticide solution that has a nano coating on the plants so that they, again, it acts as a repellent? Some way, somewhere, somehow, it doesn't matter what you eat today, will have been compromised. It doesn't matter what side of the fence you're on. But you take away the livestock that are actually filtering out a lot of the stuff that we're eating. A cow has four chambers in its stomach, which breaks down just about anything. But, and it will shit out a lot of the stuff too. But at the same token, it will absorb some. When anybody's eating any kind of vegetation or fruit or anything growing outdoors today, pretty much it's full on. If it's greenhouse, the greenhouse will block some of the pollination, that the cross-pollination that may be going on, as long as it's inside and indoors. The drawback with the greenhouse is, depending on the greenhouse you're buying this stuff from, what chemicals they're using, and if they are spraying some kind of nano spray on the plant. So either way, like I said, no matter how you cut it, this is why the only thing you can do today is neutralize what you're eating. You can't stop eating, but you can neutralize and minimize what you're eating. You know, and you can minimize your exposure to what you're eating based on, you know, the evidence that's there in regarding to what they're doing. There is no organic. There hasn't been any real organic since the 60s. Ever since that time frame, it has pretty well gone down the toilet. That's why so many of you are so sick today, because of the genetically engineering. They've corrupted everything. So when you see this cockatrice, and I got, like I said, three pictures of it, it's going to freak you out. It's a symbolism of genetically engineering of the time. You know, I will send serpents and cockatrices. Serpents could be the pharmacopoeia people. Bill Gates, Soros, Musk, Zuckerberg, serpents. When I watched this video, I got something else here before I go on. There's something to consider, since a lot of this sounds like right now, and the fake religion sabotaging the planet, and the next stage of this is the de-evolution. The next stage of this de-evolution is the 25th of May, when your sovereignty will be removed and you will now follow the billionaire's version of what their God is, and you'll be made to submit by being stung. Some of you may get it, some of you may not, but this is what's coming. This is what's coming, and this is what their intent is, to force a conversion to this God of theirs, so that, and the way you convert is by being stung, or getting the sting, the injection, the jab, the inoculation, the penetration, the insert. Okay, when you read this, before I even put it out in the show, I had a bunch of people looking at it, and they all pretty much all of them said pretty much the same thing. It sounds like right now. It really does sound like right now. And again, this is how I'm looking at it. The rest of you can determine for yourself what you think. You know, what you think. There is a video out, The Ruling of the Serpents, The Ongoing Conquest of Mankind. Now life will make sense of you. Sense of you, yeah. Well, I should say sense for you. And it makes sense. A lot of things will come into play when you begin to understand this video. When I saw this video, I had to take a break. I realized the impact of what this was saying. And how so many things made so much sense over the period of time because we have been duped. Duped and duped badly. When you read that whole chapter in Jeremiah, you're going to see that God was pissed. And he was like, it's almost like he was beside himself to see the continual falling away, just constant falling away. I kind of get why. I do kind of get why. We seem to have this problem with our brain. I think it's called brain damage. Yeah, I said this before, because every third generation, we seem to have this cycle where we go right back to the same stupid shit we walked away from three generations before. I have no explanation for it, other than the fact that we keep getting these serpents and these alien gods, if you will. I hate calling them, they're not even a god. They're just some, I don't know what they are. I have some other terms for them, but I can't use that language on the radio. Well, I can, but it's not appropriate. But these things seem to be able to somehow sweet talk us out of our ass, basically. And we fall for the same shit over and over and over again. I have no idea why we do this. I have no explanation. It makes, I'm flabbergasted. I'm just as guilty of being stupid as everybody else. I gotta tell you, I made my own fair share of mistakes growing up. You know, I mean, I read the Bible when I was younger and I still didn't obey it either. You know, I'm looking at it now thinking, geez, now I understand this. Now I get this. Now I get that. It took me to get an infected bioweapon in me, a nano poisoning, which then has led me to genetics, and which has led me to frequencies, which has led me to so many different things. And now when I see the Bible and I see what's going on today, now a lot of it's making a lot more sense to me, because the same thing that's going on right now has happened in the past or the future, depending on how you're looking at it. You know, I think we're going back to the future, or we're going back in time, and we may have come from the future, or we may have come from the past, and we're going back to a point. Seems like we're going back to a fulcrum point, or an apex of some kind, where this is all going to come to a head again. It's like the same scenario is going to relive itself again, and it's going to come down to a brouhaha again. And all these so-called priests of this serpent, this whatever you want to call it, religion, sect, cult, ideology, you know, programming, operating system. Yeah, good word for it. It's an operating system, because all religions are operating systems. We're going back to an operating system, and it's being preceded by the WEF and the WHO. They're pushing it. They're bringing it back. They're bringing us back to that point. Head-on collision. I don't see any... I don't know how it can be diverted at this point. And maybe it needs to follow through. Maybe it's the best thing that could ever happen. Because right now, nobody on the planet is really living. Everybody on the planet is languishing because we have a poison in the planet that doesn't belong here. We have a genetically engineered anomalies that do not belong in this environment. We're never meant to be here, but somehow the door got open, which I think came from the garden. When Adam and Eve downloaded that operating system from that stupid tree, which he should have cut and burned, I got words for that one too, that allowed access to bring us to this point. That was an operating system, and apparently Adam and Eve took the operating system that they shouldn't have taken. God warned them, don't touch it. You know, leave it alone. That day you'll die. 1,000 years is one day to God, and one day is 1,000 years. Adam died 900 some odd years later, one day. 900 years are times one day. So that operating system killed Adam. You know, call it what you will, but you can even call it the sin operating system, because that's what killed him. The wages of sin is death. Okay, that's how it says, right? That's an operating system. If you follow that program, it will lead you to death. And it's what we've all, that's what we've all been doing. We've been following this fringe, this outer limit, this twilight zone doctrine. We've done everything right, and in the end, no matter how we have followed the program or the process, we've all wound up losing. If you haven't, eventually you will. Because that's how the program is designed. And the more you hang on to this place, the more that operating system has you, the more it kills you. It's the way it is. You know. But anyway, I diverge. But that ruling of the serpents, that's a good video, and it's going to open your eyes to a lot of things. Again, we are seeing, somebody's been writing to me about communitarianism, and now I see what he's talking about. It's all tied to the WEF. That's what this whole thing's about. The WEF and the WHO want to take away the sovereignty of the planet. They want to incorporate or integrate a global totalitarian fascism. And I've been warning about this for a long time, pointing the WEF out. And the West, the Commonwealth, has to understand if that takes root, the sovereignty as you know it in your respective countries is over. That's including Europe, Central East Bloc, all of Africa, if Africa ever had any autonomy or sovereignty, South America, the same thing there, you know, Asia, all the Asian countries, all of them will lose, everyone's going to lose their sovereignty with this global, this so-called deity that's coming back. Okay, so when you're looking at this, you know, now you understand why Jesus called the Sanhedrin. That's why I said, read the Gospels, man. Read what Jesus had to say. This is why when you understand, when he's confronting the Sanhedrin, what's the first thing he calls them? Serpents. Vipers. Because he called these shapeshifters out. They were shapeshifters. They were demons. They were possessed. They were whatever, cloned. Just like today, nothing has changed. It's all the same shit all over again. It's frustrating. I think our genetic code has had to experience this. I don't believe in reincarnation on any level. I really don't. But I do believe in genetic transference. I believe that in our somehow genetically, we can connect to this somehow. Again, whether it's our ancestors in the past, whether it's our great-great-grandparents way back then that had witnessed it before, and that information and that data was transferred from generation to generation, that is conceivable, because there has been science saying that every cell in our body has our genetic history going all the way back. So there is that encoding in our genetic code as well. So like I said, when we see some of this stuff, poof, it just makes you shake your head. It makes you shake your head. Anyway, I'm not sure which way to go from here. So a lot to cover. Elon Musk, let's go with Elon Musk. You know, everyone's now praising Elon Musk. He bought Twitter. We're going to have freedom of speech. Well, perhaps maybe before you get all excited there, and you have a hairy canary, you might want to take a look at the comparison between Musk and Schwab. Oh, my God, I spelled it wrong. You might find out, when you look at the link, that they're exactly identical. They're speaking the same language. They're functioning on the same operating system. My hypothesis with Twitter is there's a lot of people that use Twitter. I think he's going to Neuralink Twitter with everybody. The next phase of the experiment, the grand experiment. Are we heading to the same concept back in the biblical days in Noah and the days of Nimrod, where they were of one mind and one language, was an operating system entangled with these people, had been genetically nanotech engineered for them to be connected to a frequency so they were all thinking exactly whatever the program was pumping through their heads. Makes you kind of wonder. Makes me wonder. It's not, how would you put it? It's not impossible. If you all remember, I did a thing, and I think I put it out there, where I was showing you a Batman scene with the Riddler, not the latest Batman, the new one, this the one where I forget the star anyway, and he had a unit on every box on every television, which was able to access the person's brain and then transfer that data to a network, which then he could access. Full control over everybody's thinking. That was when? And that's exactly, he would say, this is your brain on the box. Bing. This is your brain on Twitter. Or this is Twitter in your brain. Imagine that. It isn't inconceivable. 10, 15 years ago, there were videos out there, and there was a video with Jesse Ventura where the guy had him put on some earplugs, and he was able to send a frequency directly into his brain, and it freaked him out. The governor of Minnesota there, you know, I guess we should call him Governor Ventura, Jesse Ventura. He stood there, it was part of the experiment. The guy said, here, let me show you how easy it is to access your brain. And he did it. It's on the YouTube. You can find it. Imagine the power that Musk has and the money he has. And the antennas are putting up with 6G. Wi-Fi 6 now is out there. Somebody was also talking about it. And you're fooling around with Twitter on your phone. And your phone has access to your DNA. Woo-hoo-hoo. Welcome. You are under my spell. Welcome to the WEF. Go get jabbed. Do your civic duty. Go get jabbed. Now you all of a sudden you have this uncontrollable compulsion to go get a jab. And you don't know why. Even though you're anti-jab. I'm not getting that shit. No, I'm not taking that shot. Don't give me that crap. Get that out of my face. Blah, 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 blah. I'm going to go get my jab. Why am I getting my jab? I never wanted to get a jab before. Because now I have directed a thought, an operating system into your mind. And now I can control it. Get your jab. Ooh, go get your jab. Line up with everybody else. You don't want to be left out. Go ahead. Go with the crowd. Hurry up. You're going to make friends. You're going to get connected. Get the jab. Not that far-fetched. So anyway, you might want to read that little thing there. Might help you out a little bit, you know. Now let's talk about the WEF. My most unfavorable topic to talk about. It's a necessary evil. This site that I put out there has the data that you may need to see who's who and what's what in the WEF. And this way, you might decide if your selected leaders are in power. Maybe you might decide it's not point to vote anymore because they're going to be selected by the WEF anyway. Something to think about, don't you think? My thinking a little bit. Oh. you know, just my thought on the whole idea. We are supposed to have a democratic rule, but you have to understand, under fascism, democracy doesn't work. See, what they want to do on May 25th is to take away sovereignty of every country, because the problem they had to broadcast their operating system throughout the world was you had too many countries that had too many exemptions and rules that would disengage them from being able to insert their bioweapon. So as a result of the constitutions or the charters or the policies of a country, people could say no, and the government really couldn't say much about it, because because these laws are still in effect. Constitution, Bill of Rights, and then we have, you know, Black's Law, Maritime Law, and all these other different types of things going on. That is in the way of them being able to totally conquer the planet to insert this bioweapon into everybody's body. So now, without any authority, without any referendum whatsoever in the world, a select few who have never been voted in on any authority are going to amalgamate with a centralized group that were there as a means to coordinate information on what's going on in the world, and allowing countries to come up with their own solutions to solve the issue. But instead, they're now just going to dictate a policy to take away everybody's sovereignty. This way, it's a lot easier now to attack a country, because now we're going to regulate laws or regulations which are going to allow those regulations to supersede any constitution, any bill of rights, any charter of rights, any Magna Cartas, anything of that nature is going to take away the power that people have to be able to make their own decisions in regarding to whether or not they want to have these injections. You know, again, another means to take away your civil liberties, your entitlements. You know, the whole thing is just a setup. You know, your privileges are going to be removed. That's what they want to do. Now, this is the problem we have. The leaders in Canada are all nothing but sellouts, polite way of putting it, treasonous sellouts. And in order to get lucratively rewarded by their alien gods, they will sacrifice this country at that altar. That's what's going to happen. It's a sacrificial offering to these gods, if you will, that don't belong here, never did belong here. And we're looking, and we need to understand, this is all ceremony. All we're seeing right now is ceremony. All these distractions right now are there to coordinate a certain level cooperation on the world. Distraction in the Ukraine, which is nothing but a distraction. While everyone's being distracted with the Ukraine, the WEF is moving further to penetrate into the United States and into Canada and the rest of the Western culture. Throughout different parts of Europe, Central Europe, East Bloc Europe, India, Africa, Middle East, you know, trying to drive very directly to be able to impact these countries with their invasion, the quiet invasion, in the name of protecting you, in the name of, you know, the planet being in need of conservation, and we need to conserve. We're going to make sure you don't own a thing. You know what's interesting about that? I was thinking about this today. You know, I was thinking about the WEF, and I was thinking about that whole idea of conservatism. How many of you from, again, the era of time that I came from, this is the 50s and 60s, how many of you remember Ronald Reagan? Remember old Ronnie? Didn't know what planet he was on. His wife used to use a crystal ball to, you know, run the government. Oh, look, Ronnie, come look at the crystal ball. We should nuke this guy. Okay, we'll hit the button. You remember when he came out and made a comment that we need to have consumerism. Remember that? We need consumerism because consumerism turns the wheel, turns the factory, turns everything around so that people get jobs and then spend money. They'll make money and they can spend it because now they have a job. Everyone keeps on consuming, and he made an example. We shouldn't make refrigerators to last 10 years because if you make them last 10 years, you're going to lose money. Only make them last 3 or 4 years. This way a person has to buy a new one every 3 or 4 years. See how that worked? See that game? Remember that? Some of you may have remembered it. I remember it. Now, think about this. If the planet, and even then, they were talking about acid rain. Ronald Reagan and Brian Mulroney were talking about acid rain, and how we had sulfuric acid coming down from the sky, destroying the ecosystem or the environment. And then David Keith wanted to put sulfuric acid back up into the sky. I mean, are you effing kidding me? A moron. A goof. But I'm at MIT. Whoo. Holy jeez. Unbelievable. Let's put sulfuric acid in the sky. You know. It was on a comic talk show, and the guy said, oh, is there any way in the world that this could come and bite us in the ass? And he said, you know, the idea of sulfuric acid coming down from the sky. Well, we're talking about that back in the 80s. Yet, the reason why we had the sulfuric acid up in the skies is because of consumerism. At the time, there were a lot more coal stacks being used to produce hydro to run these factories. And yet they were, oh yeah, we need to spend more money. We need to make things not last as long. So what did that do? It solved one problem, but it created about 100. The environment got dirtier, the air got dirtier, the land got dirtier. People were throwing more shit away. With the landfills were filling up faster than they could bury the garbage. Nothing that they have done has been designed in any way, shape, or form to benefit mankind. It's been all done to destroy us on every level. And what have they played on us? They played on us the idea of pleasure. I shouldn't say pleasure because we all like to be, you know, happy and have fun. But seduction. They seduced us. Oh, you can have that new car. You can have that new house. You can have that new fridge. You can have that new stove. It'll only last you 3 years, so you could trade it in and get a brand new one in 3 years and be start all over again. Stay in that cycle of perpetual death. Meanwhile, the old fridge, the old stove, the old car winds up in a landfill somewhere. And all those chemicals it took to make the interior of the car all leak out and seep out into the water table, which then runs into the rivers, which then kills the fish or genetically engineers the fish or modifies the fish in some form or fashion, and then winds up getting into the ocean. Matter of fact, I think it was Ronald Reagan that was the one who brought the plastic bag deal in. Everyone, you know, having plastic. So now we're having all these plastic bags in the oceans there, which are now releasing xenoestrogens into the water table. We have no idea what those xenoestrogens are going to do to the aquatic environment. None. We don't know what mutations is going to come from that. Now they have an enzyme that can break down plastic. Oh well, You got an ocean the size of the United States or North America now that is covering the part of the Pacific Ocean. They better hurry up and see if that can break down and doesn't leave a secondary effect when it breaks down the plastic. Which goes leads me to one of the links here about, are they really recycling plastic? The answer is no. I worked in recycling. I worked as it when I was hauling it into the landfill. And I worked at it when I inside of a separating station. Not all the plastics you put out there gets recycled. The only plastics they really use is the water bottles and the gallon jugs. But some of the stuff that's in detergents, like those heavy plastic detergent containers, they never use those. Wound up in a landfill. But I'd probably say 95% of the products that were being recycled never made it to a recycling plant. In Canada, we don't have a recycling companies that take recycled material and reuse them. At the time, there was a rubber dump in Hamilton loaded with tires. And there was enough there, enough tires in that dump that they could have taken them and extracted gas, petrol fuel from them. But they kept saying that to do that would have cost them more than they would have, than it was worth, which I think was a lot of bullshit myself. They didn't want to bring the price of gasoline down. See, this is all about catering to the, again, the totalitarian fascism that already exists now. Standard Oil, General Motors, Chrysler, Ford, all the automotive industry, pretty much, and the feeder plants, basically control governments. They control Canadian government, they control the American government, they control pretty much every government where they go. And when you're talking, you know, taking something like oil and making something that could subsidize the oil that we're consuming, and bringing the price down, that will never fly. When we were going to be building the Brooklyn in Canada, some of you may remember that too. It's going to be a Canadian car because we don't have a Canadian car. GM, Ford, and Chrysler are American products. They're built in Canada. So they're going to build a Brooklyn. That all lasted but 6 months. They killed that project before it even had a chance to get off the ground. And they poured tons of money into it. But the oligarchs of that time said, not happening. And they shut it down. We don't have any refineries in Canada. We have to refine our oil in Texas. And it gets back sent to us. Now we're paying $1.94 a gallon in Ontario, at least where I'm at anyway. Imagine that. So when we're looking at the situation we're in today and what we're looking at today, the real deal, you know, it ain't none of it. It's all been a show. It's all been a farce. It's all been an illusion. The ones that really control what's going on, they're the ones that call the shots. They're the ones that select the people that are going to represent them, not you. That's why all these leaders that are in the country right now in Canada, the United States, and the rest of the world are in the WEF. They don't represent us. They represent them. The Prime Minister of this country didn't swear an oath to Canada. He swore an oath to the Crown, to the Queen. He serves her, not us. He's part of the WEF. He's a representative of the WEF. He doesn't serve us. He serves them. That's the problem we have in these countries today. I think I got just about everything here. Hold on, I'm just looking at real quickly what I got here, see if I got everything covered. There's a thing I was talking about, I wanted to talk about, was on PCNA. This is how I forgot what the terminology is, but it is what helps the DNA repair. But it can't do the job if it's been altered. So when you read this, you'll get an idea why everyone keeps saying it can't be done, because of the way the DNA Not only has the DNA been damaged, but the mechanism to repair the DNA has also been reprogrammed. That's the problem. That is the problem. So anyway, I just wanted to point this out. I think we're getting near the time. Yeah, we are. Okay, like I always say at the end of these shows, you know, read the Gospels. Really read them. Try to understand to the best of your ability. Read the letters. Read how the church was encouraged, how it grew. Read the book of Revelations. That's the playbook. You know, read, you know, get an understanding where we're at today. I just showed you something that's in Jeremiah 8. And again, this sure as hell sounds just like us right now. Same thing going on again from another reset. Or is this that reset? You know, it's a paradox, if you will. Alrighty, you know, check it out. Again, read the Gospels. Read what Jesus has to say. I keep telling everybody that. The up above, we got people that are trying to give you a hand and give you solutions to the best of their ability. Help them out any way you can financially. If you can't because of the sabotage that has occurred in your life, don't worry about it. Rebuild, rebuild, rebuild. The become autonomous in your own enterprise. You know, this way, the more autonomous you are, the less connected to the WEF you will be. It's my thinking. And the more stable you'll become. So get, you know, develop your autonomy that way. And in the meantime, share the show. Share. Alrighty. I think we got it all. I always say we're still here by the grace of God. So till the next segment, to your health, take care.